Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. This one is about an experiment by our space agency, NASA, to test the idea of sending a space probe to smash into an asteroid in order to change its path and prevent a collision with Earth. Here's what happened. NASA's DART spacecraft changed path of asteroid. 10/11/22 by John Amos, BBC science correspondent on the BBC Science and Environment website. The American Space Agency says its recent attempt to deflect the path of an asteroid was successful. Scientists have now confirmed that the orbit of a 520-foot-wide space rock known as Dimorphos was altered when a DART probe struck it head-on last month. The researchers came to the conclusion after making measurements using a range of space and Earth-based telescopes. The mission was conceived to test the potential strategy to defend the Earth against threatening objects. DART's achievement proved such an idea could work, provided it was initiated early enough and the target wasn't overly massive. This mission shows that NASA is trying to be ready for whatever the universe throws at us, said Agency Administrator Bill Nelson. I believe that NASA has proven that we are serious as a defender of the planet, he told the reporters. The space agency released a raft of data on Tuesday to support its assessments, including new pictures from the Hubble Space Telescope and from a small Italian satellite, or CubeSat, that stood off from the impact by about 30 miles. The Double Asteroid Redirection Test, DART, took place some 7 million miles from Earth. It saw a refrigerator-sized NASA satellite drive straight into Dimorphos at 14,000 miles per hour, destroying itself in the process. The space rock orbits a much larger 2,550-foot-wide object called Didymos. Before impact, the time taken for Dimorphos to make one circuit around its sibling was 11 hours and 55 minutes. The telescope evidence now indicates that the orbital period has been reduced to 11 hours and 23 minutes, a change of 32 minutes. This corresponds to Dimorphos moving closer to Didymos, a tightening of the orbital path by tens of meters. NASA has defined that a minimum successful period of change of Dimorphos would have been 73 seconds or more. The test results released on Tuesday show DART surpassed this benchmark by more than 25 times. This is a 4% change in the orbital period of Dimorphos around Didymos. DART just gave it a small nudge, but if you wanted to do this in the future, you'd want to do it years in advance, commented Dr. Nancy Chabot from the Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory, which led this mission for NASA. Warning time is really key here in order to enable this sort of asteroid deflection to be used in the future as part of a much larger planetary defense strategy. The time taken for Dimorphos to orbit Didymos was reduced by 32 minutes. NASA's DART program scientist Tom Statler also had a word of caution about drawing too many conclusions from the experiment. Asteroids came in many different guises, he said. Their compositions and constructions were diverse, something that was being emphasized every time a mission visited a new object. We should not be too eager to say that one test on one asteroid tells us exactly how every other asteroid would behave in a similar situation, he stressed. But what we can do is use this test as an anchor point for our physics calculations and our simulations that tell us how different kinds of impacts in different situations should behave. 4 years from now, the European Space Agency, ESA, will have three spacecraft, collectively known as the Hera mission, at Didymos and Dimorphos, to make follow-up studies. Okay, first you might wonder why they chose Dimorphos as the target. I can think of two reasons. One is that Dimorphos is small enough that NASA scientists could reasonably expect a puny space probe to be able to have some effect on it. The second reason is that Dimorphos is locked into a stable orbit around its traveling partner Didymos, so it was relatively easy to use our space telescopes to view how that orbit changed after the impact and then calculate the amount of change in Dimorphos' path. The good news is that the amount of change was much more than was probably expected. I can't imagine all of the science that went into making this experiment successful, but I have to say it was one heck of a shot. They hit a rapidly moving space rock from 7 million miles away on the first try. Beginner's luck? I think not. Thanks to the British Broadcasting Corporation for permission to use their reports on KTWH. I'll be back with more science stuff soon, but for now, goodbye.